Hello, California, or from whatever state you're listening to this from. Today's topic, let's talk about cheaters. Yeah? Why are you gonna be with somebody if you're gonna cheat on them? Why are you gonna be with somebody, say you love them, if you're gonna cheat on them? Come on, that's stupid. You're just hurting some innocent person's heart. Well, not like so innocent, because we're not all innocent in this world, are we? But why? What's the point of cheating? I always hear people out here saying, oh yeah, I cheated on her. Oh yeah, I fucked some other guy while I was with him. And start laughing about it. Like, no. Like, how heartless do you gotta be to cheat on somebody you claim you love? And let's talk about people who try to get in other people's relationships. Like, if you want to be with somebody, give it your all. Slide into them DMs, hit them up, and if they put you in the friend zone, that's okay. Take that L and go find some better person. But if they're in a relationship, you should stay out of that relationship. Because if you were in that situation, and you were in that person's shoes, and somebody tried getting at your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you really loved them, you will be mad. You will be like, what are you doing? You know he has a girlfriend. How rude do you gotta be? Let's talk about how somebody cannot keep a relationship. That really annoys me. It really does. Like, if you cannot keep a relationship, do not be getting one in one. Do not get in a relationship just to last one dang week. For me, I get into a relationship, and when I get in a relationship with you, we're gonna last. I swear. I would give it my all. And I don't believe in no breakups and then coming back together. I believe in no breaks. Because if we're arguing, we're gonna get through it. We're gonna do everything in our power to be together. And if somebody likes you, I don't want you going out flirting with them. I don't want you going out to parties with them. I don't want you going out nothing with them if they like you. And if somebody's trying to flirt with you, you're going to say, I have a girlfriend. Or, I have a boyfriend. No, we don't do that anymore. Come on, it's 2018. Like, we should leave all that stuff behind. Come on, like, we're all growing up. Almost, some of you are almost 16, 17, 18, 19, etc. And when we get to a certain age, we think, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to live my life with the person I love. But we can't do that. We have people trying to get in people's relationships. We have cheaters. We have people who can't keep a relationship. We have people who think they're not ready for a relationship. Like, I know. I admit, I told my man, if you cheat on me, I will cut you. Yeah, you cheat on me and I will cut you like a size of cheese. I will cut you like I'm cutting cheese. I don't care, like, I want to be with you to last. Not for you to cheat on me. I want to be with you. But that's our topic today. Why do people cheat? Why can't people last in relationships? Our topic today is about relationships. And for all you people out there that like somebody, I'll tell you right now, you go out and you try to get at that person. You like that person. You give it your all. Go up to them. Say, I like you. I have feelings for you. I've loved you since this day and this day. And I will stop loving you until I die. It's not too late. But once you seem unhappy with somebody else, that's when it's too late. That's when it's too late. So I'm telling you guys, if you guys like somebody, you should go for it. Even if it's your best friend, if it's your best friend's brother or sister, if it's your sister's or brother's best friend, do it. Be happy for you. You'll be happy that you tried. You'll feel sad if you don't try. Well, talk to you guys later. Peace out. Hello, California. From wherever state you're listening to this from. You guys should hit me up. Send some call-ins. Tell me your stories. Because not all of us have someone here in this world. Sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel like we have nobody. And the only option is death. That's wrong. You always have somebody. Whether it's a sibling, a parent, a family member, a friend, a counselor, a teacher, a police officer, a therapist, a pediatrician. Doesn't matter who it is. We all have somebody in this world. And for you people out there that think you don't have anybody in this world, you have somebody. And if you think you have nobody close to you, I'm here. I know it's hard. Feeling like you don't belong. Like you're alone. Like if you died, nobody would care about your death. Like the only option is suicide. It's not. A lot of people die from suicide. A lot of people die from not wanting depression no more and then ending up killing themselves. That's not right. Everybody should feel loved. Everybody should at least once in a while be able to be happy without somebody bringing them down. There's a lot of bullies out here in the world who I admit should pay for making kids feel unwanted, making them feel low, making them feel like nobody loves them, like they're piece of crap, like the trash. That's not right. It's really not. Everybody should belong here, just like them. So, for you people out there who think you have nobody, you have somebody by your side, in your heart, in your house, near you, at school, outside of school. Everywhere, you have somebody. You just gotta look. Some people may not show it, but they're there for you. Nah, I'm here. You can always come to me, send call-ins. No, you can send me tell me your stories on the call-ins. I'll play them here. If you actually need somebody to talk about, I'm here. If you're going through some depressions, I'm here. Your friends are here. People are here. A lot of people. There's this hotline. You text. I think it's 741-741. You text them. Just say, hey, I feel alone. Or, hey, I need help. And they'll text you. It may take like about a minute or two for them to reply. But a real person will text you on that. And they will help you. You text them saying, I feel depressed. It will say, what's your name, or please give us a moment where I contact you, a person. That person will say, what's your name, what's going on, why are you feeling like this, is there any reason? And they will help you get through that. They will. Because I know depression is real, suicide is real. So, if you ever feel like committing suicide, or you feel alone, or you feel depressed, or just sad, and you're crying on your floor, or on your bed, you could text me, or call in, or you could text 741-741, because I know that's a big issue in this world, suicide, and depression, and you could remain unknown. On that in those text 741-741, you could remain unknown. They will not know your name, but they will help you get through what you're going through. I promise you that. So, good night, California, or from wherever state you're listening to this from. Hope you guys have a good night or good morning, and I'll see you tomorrow or tonight. So call in. You'll hear your voice in here.